Today's show is brought to you by Audible. Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership. Just go to audibletrial.com/PPMedia. That's once again all one word, audibletrial.com/PPMedia, and browse the unmatched selection of audio programs. Download a title free and start listening. It's that easy. Go to audibletrial.com/PPMedia. Start reading.
I've been very busy. Many important matters require king's attention.
I'm king now. King now.
I am king.
I am
king.
I am
kiss it.
I am
kiss it again.
I am
your fingers or your
king.
Doesn't
fingers
discuss
your
battle plans.
I am
one.
Super girl.
Your fingers or your tongue.
I am
the king. I'm telling mother.
Welcome to
the Joffrey of Podcasts.
My name's Bubba. With me, as always, is
Catfish.
You can find us on PPMedia.com. And you can find us on social media on a host of great sites. On Twitter and Instagram and Twitch, we're at PPHQ. That's the word double, the letter P, the letters HQ for headquarters. PPHQ on Twitter, Instagram, and Twitch. Facebook.com/PPHQ. On YouTube, we need you to just search PP Podcast and Media. You'll find us. We are trying to celebrate the 5th anniversary of the Joffrey of Podcast. It was 5 years ago when we started this podcast celebrating His Grace, King Joffrey. First of your...
name.
First in your...
heart.
Heck yeah, we celebrate him, as well as HBO's Game of Thrones and all A Song of Ice and Fire series written by George R.R.
Martin.
We are...
well, formerly written by George R. R. Martin.
We have done 5 podcasts in one day from our beautiful...
don't speak too soon. I can still keel over.
From our beautiful studio here in the PP Media headquarters.
Studio A.
Studio A. And we are doing it not just audio, but video. You get to see our ugly mugs. There's Catfish. That's me. And you see our ugly mugs because we want you to subscribe to our YouTube channel. We want to get over 1,000, then over 10,000 subscribers. We need to grow our new Twitter handles, our new Instagram handles. Got to get people liking the Facebook page. We do this to interact with you, great double L's.
Double L's?
Loyal listeners of His Grace, King Joffrey. And today, in our final podcast of the 5 we've did in one setting, you guys are really going to take the lead. I reached out to people on our Facebook page, on our Twitter handle, and we wanted to know your Joffrey memories.
Oh.
So these people, because they wrote on the Facebook page, because they wrote on the YouTube page, because they tweeted at us, they are eligible to win some of these exclusive, wonderful prizes. Like, it's not just a Game of Thrones t-shirt, but it's a Game of Thrones t-shirt from Dubrovnik, the place where they film King's Landing. We've got wonderful, exclusive t-shirts that we're going to be giving away to you, our Double L loyal listeners. If you just interact with us, we love that fact that you guys have been part of this 5-year journey, and we want to celebrate you as much as we celebrate His Grace, King.
Well, almost.
Almost as much. We got to have levels.
There's got to be that separation.
All right. So, Catfish.
Yes, talk to me.
One of the true Double L's who has been around a long time is good old Priscilla. Priscilla, we reached out. We wanted to know your favorite Joffrey memories. We also wanted to know what should be the house words of this, the Joffrey podcast. We just wanted to know any of your feedback. Let's get to this first stuff in on our Facebook page, facebook.com/PPHQ from Priscilla. What'd she write?
She said, "Sorry, but my favorite memory of Joffrey was when he died."
Wait, what?
Whoa, T.O.,
no prizes for Priscilla. None. None of these prizes for Priscilla. None.
Priscilla, don't you want to wear a hat that was cool in the 80s?
Oh, wait a minute, Catfish.
Oh, wait, yes?
There's a smiley face.
Oh.
There's an emoji afterwards showing Priscilla was joking. Oh, man.
Mm. She says, "But if you met my favorite memory of him alive..."
We did.
"Well, I think he handled the K.I. riots pretty well, like the great monarch that he was."
The King...
K.L.
King's Landing...
K.L. riots.
The King's Landing riots. He handled those pretty well, and he was a great monarch. You fooled us, Priscilla. You are eligible to win. Thank you so much. Is that your favorite Joffrey moment over all this time, Catfish, or do you have another one?
My favorite Joffrey moment was when when he faked his own death, that was truly a beautiful, heartrending moment.
Oh yeah.
And he really sold it.
He did.
He really sold it.
You gotta go the full way.
So I guess, you know, what's funny thing is that I agree with Priscilla, because yeah, he when he faked his own death, that was the incredible part.
I love it. Mm-hmm. I love it. I love it. I love it. And Priscilla, you're eligible to win. What great feedback. Here's a new true double L, Jonathan Teglin.
Yeah, let's hear what he says.
He also wrote on our Facebook page, Jonathan wrote, "Well, Joffrey had so many achievements, it's hard to pick one."
It's true.
But
it's true.
I have to go with the smiting of Robb Stark.
Yeah, that's good.
Only a true generous
genius
could make Tywin think that he was the one who orchestrated the murder of those traitorous Starks, when in fact it was our Lord and Savior Joffrey all along. For the Joffrey Podcast House Words, it should be something you say every podcast, like maybe your Twitter handles. Oh, at double PHQ. Oh, what a great House Words.
Jonathan, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, you know, Priscilla did a good job.
Great job.
But Jonathan beat her.
There's no judging except by King Joffrey. We don't judge. Mm-hmm. We're judging for him. Mm-hmm. Now, Jonathan kept writing. This is what's so great. After,
good.
After Marcus Lokander responded for a bit, Jonathan kept writing, and Jonathan said, "I agree, Joffrey did too much, but hey, what is the sigil of Twitter? A blue bird, a.k.a.
Double B.
Double B, exactly right. And which noble house in Westeros has a bird on their sigil?
The Aerons.
That's exactly right, the Aerons. So, who was the strongest and most noble character in the Eyrie?
Lysa Aaron.
Exactly right. Mm-hmm. So, who is Joffrey's mother?
Well, that, I mean, there is the R plus L equal J.
Exactly right. Well, the Joffrey of podcast confirmed that it, R plus L equals J, is that Joffrey is the son of Lysa Tully, nay Aaron. And it is released, and in that released chapter from The Winds of Winter, when Joffrey invents Twitter, he doesn't quite say out loud, but he hints that he created the sigil of Twitter to honor his mother's death, Lysa Aaron's death. Holy smoke.
This that should have been a spoiler alert.
That was some deep Joffrey love from Jonathan Teglin on the Facebook page, facebook.com/doublephq.
Wow, Jonathan.
Holy smoke.
I mean, he just did it.
I didn't do it. Jonathan did it.
All right, and Seth Bell.
Seth Bell, why don't you do it to your camera there, Cassie?
Yeah, I will. Favorite memory? Teaching that a daughter of a traitor what comes to traitors.
Ooh, now let's pause this for a minute. Mm-hmm. Do you think, because Joffrey only had 3 seasons with Sansa, he had to fake his death in season 4. Do you think one of the reasons why Sansa maybe never fully learned it is because Joffrey had to fake his death? Mm. Like, could Sansa still be learning it?
Well, he's not the only one who hasn't learned it fully yet.
Oh, no.
Because the first person I was thinking of was Arya.
Ooh.
Evil because you know Arya. That Joffrey knew that Arya was watching. Because he knows all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So it was one lesson for Sansa.
Right.
And it was a different lesson for Arya.
That equals 2 lessons.
That's 2 lessons that he taught that, through no fault of his own,
no,
were not absorbed.
Oh, man.
So that is a good point. That's a great point.
Will these Starks absorb lessons? That's one thing we want to know in season 8.
Okay.
Now, Seth Bell continues.
Yeah.
What's he
say? He says, "The house words are easy. I'm telling mother."
Oh, man. So good. So good. Let me ask you. Mm-hmm. We tell our listeners to tweet out the podcast, to share the podcast on Facebook and YouTube. Should we ask them specifically to follow His Grace's lead and to tell mother? That's a yes. Okay. So, tell your mother, in addition to everyone else, about His Grace.
I didn't know whose mother you were referring to, so I couldn't respond there.
Tell your mother, listeners.
Okay.
Let the mom know.
And Seth goes on to say,
"Oh, what's he?
Who to smite?
Who should Joffrey smite?
Everybody's favorite W.
W?
Yeah, undead usurper, Jon Snow.
Oh, man, he's an undead usurper. The worst kind of usurper. The kind that won't die. Holy smokes.
Yeah, the kind that's usurping right into someone's...
You're saying he usurped his aunt's...
Yeah.
Whoa. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Inappropriate, Jon Snow. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know nothing appropriate. Man, this is great. So we have another more listener feedback. That's all this show is. Listener feedback just like you. Let's hear it.
All right. So at Barbara Sue, the Arya of Susans.
On Twitter. Hey, yes, hey, hey. The double B blue bird of Twitter. Let's hear it.
My favorite Joffrey moment from the show is season 1, episode 9. When he made up his mind what to do with Ned Stark.
Oh, yes, yes.
And we saw exactly what type of king he would be.
Mm-hmm. Without question.
Yeah.
That has got to be pretty high. I know I just asked you your favorite Joffrey moment, but Susan, I might agree with you. This might be his greatest moment. It certainly led the dominoes to fall for more great moments to come, but there always has to be a first great moment. And of... the first great moments, this was pretty high for me. It might be my favorite. It might be the time that I say, Ned, you're dead.
You know what it is, though?
What?
For me, it's not my favorite Joffrey moment.
It's your favorite Ned moment?
That's exactly right.
Okay, very good.
That's exactly right. That's a great Ned Stark moment. She goes on to say, my favorite The Joffrey podcast moment was the podcast after The Lion and the Rose.
Oh, man. Now, wait a minute. We looked a bit silly. We didn't realize that King Joffrey had faked his death. And I, for one, that post-show podcast after Lion and the Rose, I said some things I wish I could take back.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
No, 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 no.
You know what? I don't...
No, 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 no.
I don't understand why they chose tonight's episode to have
know.
The first dream sequence.
I don't know. It's,
okay? Because I know that Joffrey...
It didn't happen.
...is not dead.
It didn't
okay?
happen.
Okay? Because...
Didn't happen. It was like evil Tyrion's uncle dream. I mean, why would they do that? I don't know what in the world I was watching.
He's just not feeling well.
He just took a nap. I wonder if it's because of those... Because we weren't strong enough and we let some people unstraighten the record. I wonder...
Maybe we just didn't try hard enough.
There is no God.
You know whose fault this is?
Whose fault is it?
It's like it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus's fault.
Right, they're spending HBO spending money on people in right. Silicon Valley. Who gives a crap right. about Silicon
because
Valley?
She gets so much and money. So much money.
Right. George R.R. Martin is fat. George R.R. Martin is a fat, fat man. And he doesn't care about... people, because he's got his millions.
George, if you're listening to me, I will totally Joffrey Bubba if you just bring Joffrey back. I will do whatever it takes.
I mean, there's... You said some things that when Joffrey comes back, he'll cut your tongue out for.
Wait. I didn't mean them. I was the grief. It was the grief.
It doesn't matter. You're losing your tongue.
Man.
That was a very emotional time for us.
You know what? Give me a close-up. I... think I said some very hurtful, sad, wrong things
yep.
about the show, about George R. R. Martin after that episode, because I didn't know King Joffrey was faking his death. I knew he couldn't be dead, but I thought maybe he had fallen asleep, maybe he had been injured, and so I said things I shouldn't have. And I want to say to all the Joffrey fans out there
yep.
that I will regret it until the day of my own purple wedding, that I... doubted his grace's power to come back. And so if you listen
you're
to that
get one of those super soon.
If you listen to that podcast, everybody go into the archives, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Google Play, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, go into
I mean
that.
There were some songs.
It was
emotional.
It was heartbreaking.
It was emotional. But it'll be even more emotional when Joffrey comes back and beheads you for not believing in him.
I deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
Take it off.
Good point.
Just like Taylor Swift saying, take it off. Take it off. Hey, she also, Susan, boy, great double L fan. She also came up with some house words for the Joffrey podcast.
And what were they?
She said, first of his name, first in our hearts. Oh, man, that we say it all
the
time.
That's a good one.
That would be good house words, without question. I'm with you, Susan. Now, there's somebody who on Twitter, Catfish, somebody who's very cool, wonderful, but they make some jokes. They make some off-color jokes. So I reached out on Twitter and I said, hey,
I'm looking at this one. I don't think I appreciate
it. Tell us your favorite
Joffrey podcast moment.
Well, no, your favorite Joffrey moment. Just what's your favorite Joffrey moment? And this person at My Sci-Fi Fantasy, she's Sci-Fi Fantasy Girl. What silly, rude joke did this person say?
Well, it was the Hound saying, fuck the king.
Whoa. Listen, we all like dark humor. I mean, I laughed when Ned Stark lost his head for days.
Yeah.
But when it's about Joffrey, humor stops.
That's not cool.
It is not allowed. It's just like with President Trump. It's you can make fun of anyone else. You make fun of him, then you're a traitor. And you should be behind a wall. So I love you, My Sci-Fi Fantasy. I know you weren't trying to upset his grace, but whoa, boy.
Some things are just too far.
No.
All right. Our good friend Matt Murdock at Musical Concept says...
Ooh, love Matt Murdock.
Loves Joffrey's interest and respect for history. And how does he describe that?
Yeah, I want to know.
Well, he says he's so excited about Tyrion's gift, the lives of four kings, that he ripped through it in one single morning.
Oh, that is ripped through it.
I heard that.
Oh, man, that's what you do with bad gifts on Christmas morning. Great job, Joffrey.
Another thing, his interest in the history of the Kingsguard.
Oh, yeah. If you don't know the history of the Kingsguard, how are you able to belittle people who don't have enough written about it?
And the last thing he brings up is giving Margaery a tour of the Sept with historic anecdotes.
Oh, those were... You know what? That is an under... You know, that is kind of an under-reported, under-celebrated moment of Joffrey's reign. Mm-hmm. He knew history. He could tell history to his future bride.
Yeah.
I love that. I love doing that to all my future brides.
Look, those who don't know history are doomed to die horrible deaths. I think that's the saying.
Exactly. Heavy wears the crown. Who
Matt Murdock says, yes. Joffrey of Hot Podcast Housewords should be, you'll kiss it again.
Oh, man. Matt, so good. Matt, you know what? It's possible you'll kiss it again when you can win one of these great prizes here on the Joffrey Podcast. We're giving them away.
All right. Go ahead. You want to share some more of our loyal listeners?
Let me say that we met somebody at Con of Thrones. She was incredibly cool, incredibly smart, only because she liked Joffrey. And that was Holly Hunt Pants at Hunt Pants on Twitter. Great follow. If you like Game of Thrones and A Song of Ice and Fire, follow all these people, but certainly Holly Hunt Pants. Her favorite Joffrey memory. And this might be the easiest one to come up with when you're searching your mind for all of them.
Right.
What did Holly say? She said, easy. All of them, exclamation point, exclamation point.
Makes complete sense.
Yes, of course, all of them, Holly. Heck, yeah. There are too many to choose from. And I think maybe for a young lady like Holly, you know, probably when he took off his shirt that time, he was talking with his mom, you know, that probably was the hottest.
Well, I mean, I don't even know how she's been able to inoculate herself from his charm. If I was a young lady, I would be steamy every time I saw him on screen.
Man, I just came from thinking about Joffrey.
Now, she says, Joffrey's, I'm moving right along, the house words should, of course, be first of his name, first in your hearts.
Ooh, that's two votes. Two votes for it. So we may have to, those may be our house words. I love it. I love it. Maybe we need to go to Catfish. Maybe we need to go to a double L who is like a big wig double L. Somebody who's like a member of the Washers on the Wall family. Somebody who maybe appears at every Con of Thrones panel.
Do we know? Do we know anyone
even
like
if,
that?
No. But if we did, the closest person to that would be my good buddy, Patman23.
Oh, we love Patman23.
At Patman23 on Twitter, if you love Game of Thrones and A Song of Ice and Fire, you have to follow Patman.
Absolutely.
The best.
Patman says, I'm fond of the 12 Days of Christmas adaptation for His Grace.
Oh, yeah. Now that was a podcast moment. That was. Maybe, you know what, why don't we just pause right now?
Uh-huh.
In case anybody didn't download the entire episode, we'll go ahead and we'll edit in right now that wonderful 12 Days of Joffrey's...
Oh, I like that. I like that.
12 Days of Joffrey's Name Day Christmas right now.
On the first day of winter, King Joffrey sent to me
one dead butcher's boy. On the second day of winter, King Joffrey sent to me
two fiancés
and one dead butcher's boy.
On the third day of winter, King Joffrey sent to me
three dead Starks,
two fiancés
and one dead butcher's boy. On the fourth day of winter, King Joffrey sent to me
a 4-foot-tall uncle,
three dead Starks,
two fiancés
and one dead butcher's boy.
On the fifth day of winter, King Joffrey sent to me
5 arrow-ridden whores,
a 4-foot-tall uncle,
three dead Starks,
two fiancés
and one dead butcher's boy. On the sixth day of winter, King Joffrey sent to me
6 milk of poppy,
5 arrow-ridden whores,
a 4-foot-tall uncle,
3 dead Starks,
2 fiancés
and 1 dead butcher's boy.
On the seventh day of winter, King Joffrey sent to me
7 bastard brothers,
6 milk of poppy,
5 arrow-ridden whores,
a 4-foot-tall uncle,
3 dead Starks,
2 fiancés
and 1 dead butcher's boy. On the eighth day of winter, King Joffrey sent to me
8 more bastard brothers,
7 bastard brothers,
6 milk of poppy,
5 arrow-ridden whores,
a 4-foot-tall uncle,
3 dead Starks,
2 fiancés
and 1 dead butcher's boy.
On the ninth day of winter, King Joffrey sent to me
9 hours of torture,
8 more bastard brothers,
7 bastard brothers,
6 milk of poppy,
5 arrow-ridden whores,
a 4-foot-tall uncle,
3 dead Starks,
2 fiancés
and 1 dead butcher's boy. On the tenth day of winter, King Joffrey sent to me
10 missing fingers,
9 hours of torture,
8 more bastard brothers,
7 bastard brothers,
6 milk of poppy,
5 arrow-ridden whores,
a 4-foot-tall uncle,
3 dead Starks,
2 fiancés
and 1 dead butcher's boy.
On the 11th day of winter, King Joffrey sent to me
11 newborn kittens,
10 missing fingers,
9 hours of torture,
8 more bastard brothers,
7 bastard brothers,
6 milk of poppy,
5 arrow-ridden whores,
4-foot-tall uncle,
3 dead Starks,
2 fiancés
and 1 dead butcher's boy. On the 12th day of winter, King Joffrey sent to me
12 heads on pikes,
11 newborn kittens,
10 missing fingers,
9 hours of torture,
8 more bastard brothers,
7 bastard brothers,
6 milk of poppy,
5 arrow-ridden whores,
a 4-foot-tall uncle,
3 dead Starks,
2 fiancés
and 1 dead butcher's boy.
Happy name day, everybody. Now, I should say, isn't that great?
It still stands up, and I'm glad I get the residuals from
right.
it, too.
The podcast has several, that episode of the podcast has several other great,
oh man,
great Joffrey carols that are wonderful. We did a lot of great things. We went to a bookstore way back then, live, and recorded a bit of the podcast in the bookstore. It was a great episode of the podcast. Mm. Thank you so much for remembering that, Pat, man. Dang. Man. True double L there.
And he says, here's the house words he says are, any last words, Uncle Tyrion?
Oh!
He says these are aspirational, whoa, since he knows they're coming back.
I wonder if that could also be a way we get to Tyrion's final words. You know, our last episode of this 5-podcast marathon was characters' first words and last lines of dialogue for the new seasons. That would be Joffrey's, that would be one of the last things Tyrion hears before he goes to the little casket in the ground. We love Pat Mann. And finally, somebody I want to say that we met so many great people at Con of Thrones.
Yeah.
But possibly the greatest costume I saw at Con of Thrones was our
Except your own.
Outside of my own was this next double L who I've been following her for years. She's so smart. She's so intelligent. You know, let me put it this way. Shakes of Throne
is
like a summer's day. She's like a sonnet in every way. She could rhyme at any time. She does Shakespearean language. Good. I love Shakes of Throne. I love talking to her. I love meeting her. And she gives us our last bit of feedback.
Does it rhyme? Let's see.
Oh,
says, yes.
It's Shakespeare. It has...
My favorite Joffrey memory. All of them.
Whoa. Cha-ching. I think we've just nailed it. You know, this was a scientific survey. So now if you want to... When people ask, well, what was Joffrey's greatest moment on Game of Thrones so far? It was all of them. We have the proof.
Of course,
Season 8 is going to break that, we know, but Shakespeare of Thrones, at Shakes of Thrones. Once again, at Shakes of Thrones on Twitter.
So, house words for the cast, as red as smiles, ear to ear.
Whoa, what do you think about that? As house words being as red as smiles, ear to ear.
Look, I'm not going to quibble.
Ours is a torment. Of everyone. Oh, man, so good.
That's good. It's good.
It is. It's better than Shakespeare because it's about Joffrey. Shakespeare never wrote about Joffrey.
Yeah, no.
A.K.A. Hack. And so finally, finally we know.
Yeah, we do know.
So, Catfish.
Yes.
This is the end of our 5 podcast marathon.
Oh, no, please. Let's do 5 more.
We told people that if we can get our YouTube subscribers over 1,000, you would stop having to see our ugly mugs. But I want to know, do you have any house words that you think we should talk? Do you have any ideas of anybody who Joffrey should smite here upcoming in Season 8?
Oh, me?
Yeah, house words or Joffrey smiting victims.
I do want to see Joffrey come up and smite. I want him to smite... the Hound.
He would be a great big smiting.
Yeah. Yeah. He smite. And it's... now I'm going to go complete opposite direction.
Okay.
He could smite Tyrion.
Ooh. Little smiting.
And the last thing that he wants to do...
No, I can't wait.
I want him to smite his parents.
Whoa. Hold up, wait a minute, really?
Yep.
Yeah. A parent smiting.
Yeah.
What would he do? That's like The Parent Trap was a great movie. Here the parent smite is going to be like a great moment in Season 8. Why do you say that?
Well, I'm kind of stealing this from one of your previous episodes, the podcast, but I say he tosses them both out of the window at the same time.
Damn! Whoa!
You heard.
Holy smokes. I want to say that for house words, many of them work. I'm telling mother is something I do every day. I always call up my mother just to tell her that Joffrey's telling his mother. It's like symmetry. for who Joffrey should smite next.
Yeah, who?
There's one person... And one person, because he cares about the realm.
Uh-huh.
Because he cares so much about the realm.
Yeah.
There's only one person that Joffrey should smite.
Tell me.
And that is all the White Walkers. Joffrey should smite them, save the kingdoms. Here, let's put them between us. Just like Joffrey will come between us to smite these jerks. He'll save the kingdoms. Everyone will be happy. And then those who he still has to smite, like... evil Uncle Tyrion will be unhappy, but for a moment he'll make the entire kingdom happy. That is my smiting for his grace.
So he's even going to smite the Jeff Bridges White Walker?
Yes, he is. He's going to smite him. He's also going to smite the Night King.
Okay.
So, like, one king is going to take down the true king is going to take down the fake king. You know what I mean?
Boom.
drop the mic, drop the ice. That has been it. 5 episodes in one day. They said it shouldn't be done.
They were right.
We should have listened to them. But we didn't listen to them. We listened to you, our double L's, our loyal listeners who put up with our ridiculous coughing and silliness for so many, well, exactly 5 years. I want to thank all you guys from the bottom of my heart. I know you guys understand the type of fun we're trying to have here on the Joffrey Podcast, and it has been a great pleasure spending these 5 years with you. And thank you so much for download and listening.
Hell yes. We're happy to do it for another however many years it is. Who knows? We'll continue the Joffrey Podcast. You know, who said Joffrey can't go back in time?
Yeah, be on that spinoff. Hell
bam.
Yeah. The Age of Heroes, that says to me the Age of
Joffrey.
Read it and weep, Uncle Tyrion. For everybody here at Double P Media, my name's Bubba. You can find me on Twitter at Fit and Trim. That's FitenTrim at Fit and Trim on Twitter.
And I am Catfish. You can hit me up at CJGman67 on Twitter.
Once again, we're doing this to push these new social platforms and to reward you with some great prizes. I'm going to say it again. Twitter, Instagram, at Double PHQ. The word double, the letter P, the word HQ to signify headquarters, the word HQ, the letters HQ, at Double PHQ on Twitter and Instagram. Go to Facebook.com/DoublePHQ. Great way to talk to other double L's who have better ideas than the two knuckleheads you're listening to right now. Similarly, you can go to YouTube. Just search Double P. Just search the Joffrey of Podcasts on YouTube. You'll come up, subscribe to us, get us, help us get over that hump. Somehow we still need written reviews on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher. We ask a lot of you, and we want to reward you with some great prizes. So, we'll see you next time on
the Joffrey of Podcasts.
Five podcasts, two five in one day, five in one
I'm telling mother.